The Cost of Grace, June 22. Grace enough for all. For if by one man's offense death reigned by one, much more they which receive abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness shall reign in life by one, Jesus Christ. Romans 5:17. God has an abundance of grace and power awaiting our demand, but the reason we do not feel our great need of it is because we look to ourselves and not to Jesus. We do not exalt Jesus and rely wholly upon his merits. The provision made is complete, and the eternal righteousness of Christ is placed to the account of every believing soul. The costly, spotless robe woven in the loom of heaven has been provided for the repenting, believing sinner, and he may say, I will greatly rejoice in the Lord, my soul shall be joyful in my God. For he hath clothed me with the garments of salvation, he hath covered me with the robe of righteousness. Isaiah 61:10. Abundant grace has been provided that the believing soul may be kept free from sin, for all heaven with its limitless resources has been placed at our command. We are to draw from the well of salvation. In ourselves we are sinners, but in Christ we are righteous. Having made us righteous through the imputed righteousness of Christ, God pronounces us just and treats us as just. He looks upon us as his dear children. Christ works against the power of sin, and where sin abounded, grace much more abounds. We may make daily progress in the upward path to holiness, and yet we find still greater heights to be reached. But every stretch of the spiritual muscles, every taxation of heart and brain, brings to light the abundance of the supply of grace essential for us as we advance. The more we contemplate these riches, the more we will come into possession of them, and the more we shall reveal the merits of Christ's sacrifice, the protection of his righteousness, his inexpressible love, the fullness of his wisdom, and his power to represent us before the Father without spot or wrinkle or any such thing. We are living in the day of preparation. We must obtain a full supply of grace from the divine storehouse. The Lord has made provision for every day's demand.